We have great news, and that's we're starting on a brand new Perek Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. We're on Daf Tezvav, starting at the Mishnah, the new Perek, with Agishmak. Zog the Mishnah. Seyde Tani Ois Keitzad. What did they used to do when it came at Tanis? As we'll see him yet, Shem in the Gemara. Remember, we had three groups of Tanesim. The first three, the middle three, and the final seven. And our Mishnah is referring specifically to the final seven Tanesim. How did they do the Tanis? Now, we're not talking about the fasting. We know how you fast on a Tanis. We're talking about the Tfilois that they will mispalil on the Tanis. It's Seder Tani is Ketzer. How, what was the Seder Hadvarim? Is Moitzina Sa Teva L'Rechoyba Shalir. They would take the Teva out of the shul and they would take it outside. What exactly is a Teva? Is a Machloikis. Some say this refers to the Aron HaKodesh, some say it refers to the Bima. But Lamaisa, they took it outside the Rechoyba Shalir. The purpose of that was to go and cause people to be in anguish, to have Agmas Nefesh, as if to say, we have been exiled from our own shuls, we're out now in the open. That was a way to be ma'oyer to the people in their tefillahs, to ma'oyer Kodesh Baruch Hu, to give rachmim on Klal Yisrael. Benoisen Eifer Makle Al Gabi Ateva Uberoish Anosi Uberoish Av Bezin. They would put on ash on the tops of the heads, first of all of the Teva itself, the Arna Kodesh or the Bima, but then on the head of the Roish HaNasi. Nasi, remember, at the times of the Mishnah, that was the leader of Klal Yisrael, like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, all the Nasiim that were the leaders. Ubroish Av Bezin, he was second in line, if you will. He was Rish Bezdin. And then Mechalecha V'yecha Noisim Baroishai, and then each one would go and put ash on their own individual heads. Now, why does the Mishnah say Venoisin Efer Makle? Why doesn't it just say Venoisin Efer Al Gabi Ateva? So Rashi tells us because the words Efer and Ofer, even though normally we translate them differently, Efer we translate as ash and Ofer as sand or earth or dirt, but nevertheless Rashi says these two terms are really synonymous. How do I know? So Rashi brings a Raya from Inzra Parsha, this week's Parsha, where it says that when they went and burned the Bor Aduma, then it says they took Me'afar Sereifa Sachatas Venosan Olamayim Chaim El Keli. Then Me'afar Sereifa Sachatas is spelled with an ayin. Me'afar. It doesn't say Me'afar Sereifa Sachatas. It should say Me'afar from the ash. What is Me'afar? Is the Chassidim, says Rashi, offer and afer are really interchangeable terms. Since our Mishnah wants to tell us they did not put dirt on the heads, but they put ash, that's why it uses the term Eifa Makla, which means ash from something which burned. Why, Taka, was it so important that it be Eifer and not Ofar? Says Rashi, because Eifer is a greater Ginai, a greater shame, a greater Bizoyon. And we want people to feel ashamed that unfortunately we have not had the Rachmei Shemayim, we haven't had any rain or any other tzaras that never had befallen Klal Yisrael. Yes, Rabbi Yoina.
This pasuk from the Rashi brings from the Sweet Parsha Ofer, it shows that Ofer can mean ashes. But I feel like it's possible to say that Afer, you can't necessarily, it doesn't necessarily go both ways.
I agree with you, but if you look at the same Rashi, Rashi continues on. Dikishayim she'efer kori Ofer. So Rashi, I assume that there is no specific Rashi, no specific pasuk. Otherwise, Rashi would have brought another pasuk that shows the other way around. But Rashi knew, in terms of Hebrew usage of Lashon Kodesh, that the two are interchangeable.
Okay, yeah, aleph and the ayin on the schal.
Yeah, that's not mazay. But Rashi is not relying on that. Rashi said, "Yeah, aleph pasuk." Yeah,
why is ash more of a gnai than dirt?
Okay, I have no svaras. If you can enlighten us, I'm happy. I think Afer, is all. Afer has utility to it, that you can go and plant things and you can go and grow things. Afer has absolutely no utility.
No, that's not a Aveda.
That's a mitzvah. I was talking about in terms of.
See you all over.
David.
Yes.
By ashes. When you're not there, it shows a certain level of humility that's not there by dirt. Dirt is dirt.
Sure. So you have the results.
That's what Aveda is.
Joyner wants to tell you.
As far as it can be, that by dirt, it's dirt before, it's dirt after. It keeps its nisius by ashes. beforehand, it's something else, and becomes so bottled with potum and seas, it's something completely different. And it shows a deeper level of humility. So it's a deeper level of humility.
Direction is the
ace. Thank you.
There, it really means ash. So you see, that's because that was a symbol of Avelis.
But he don't need Avelis. You're not to Matisha B'Av. He was talking about the
Avelis. We're at the Eibishter from Saros.
Okay. All right. Good.
From the Mukama basically.
Yeah. All right. And we get invited. So Lamaisa, everybody put ash. First, they put ash on top of the head of the Teva, the Nasi, and the Rish Avdezin. And now, everybody puts on their own head. The Gemara is going to ask, why aren't we mechabed the Nasi also to put on his own head? Why do we go and put it on the head of the Nasi? And the Gemara will say, because that is a greater shame when somebody else puts ashes on your head as opposed to putting ashes in your own head.
Why from the stick should be Gnai?
Sorry?
Why does Rashi say from the stick it's Gnai?
Not from the stick, from the eighth. They're putting the eighth.
It says Makla.
Eighth of Makla means... Rabbi Cohen, I understand what you're asking. I think that there is a slight typo over here. Mako is taka ashtekin. Makla means something which burns. Like koli v'charmel. Koli means something which is roasted or toasted. So efer means ash that was produced through a burning process. Anyway, continuing on. Zokta Mishnah Vaita. Hazokin shebehen oyma lefnein dimrei kvushim. Then the zokin would stand up and would go and give azam musab shatel medibre kvushim to cause people to be in anguish, to cry, to be nisoyer, and he would say achenu loy nemar be anshe ninve vayal lekim esakam yestanisam. It doesn't say in the pasuk that the Kodesh Baruch Hu finally relented in his original decision to go and turn over the whole city of Ninve because he saw their sackcloth or because they were fasting. Elo, what does it say in the pasuk? Vayal lekim esmaseyem. And therefore, Klal Yisrael, we got to do the same thing. We got to do tshuva. Ube kabalu oymen, says right in the pasuk. Bekiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. Go and don't go and tear your garments. Tear your hearts.
Kabalu in the vim.
A minute. Bekiru levavchem, go and cut your hearts. Go and rend your hearts, and not your clothing. In other words, what the Zokin is telling us is, yes. The superficial is very, very good, and the chitzonis is fine, but the ikar is the pnimius. And the pnimius is not the sackcloth, the rending of the garments, or the fasting. It's the tshuva, doing masim toivim, to mekabel upon ourselves, to leave our sins. Now, you'll notice that the Mishnah quotes two psukim. Both psukim are from Nevi'im. The first pasuk is from Yoina, the next pasuk is from Yoel. Both Yoina and Yoel, as you know, are from the Treyasa. And the first time the pasuk, the Mishnah just says Ella Vayarlikim, and then it's Ube Kabbalahu Oimer. Why does it say Bekabbalah both, or it should not say Kabbalah either one? And it's not that the second one is more Epsal Pi Kabbalah Epsal Pi Zoyar. It's the Pasha the pasuk. So what's the reason why the first pasuk doesn't say, the second one doesn't? So you have a fascinating Rashi. It's fascinating in the sense that Rashi quotes Toisvis. Very hard to understand how Rashi quotes Toisvis, since Toisvis only followed Rashi. It was his Einiklach. So Elamai, either this is a Haggah that was inserted in Rashi, although it doesn't look like it doesn't say, or perhaps this was from the initial Toisvis that was still written when Rashi was still alive. Okay, whatever. But it's a rare Rashi, and Rashi doesn't even say who the Toisvis is from. He says Toisvis Mandehu. See, if you look at the Rashi, Ubi Kabbalah, right, in the Bekabbalah bad said, 15 lines in, Ubekabbalah Shanovi Mitzavali Yisrael. The Hiksha Toisvis Mandehu. Toisvis Mandehu means an anonymous Toisvis. Maishno Bahaikra. Tichse Bayoina Biala Kimas Maseyim Begoimer. And the Mishnah doesn't say, well, it correlates Divrei Kabbalah. Ubahaikra Vikiru Lavavchem, Vial Begdechem, correlates Kabbalah. It's a good gefrekt. Uparik Ihu, and the same Toisvis Mandehu answers the Kasha. And he says, Kolmokim Shahan Novi, Mitzava Umoidia, Umazeres Yisrael, Karelei Kabbalah, Umachalduchta Deloyispaki Novi, Kihai, Vayal Kim Shu Mesaper Bahoylech, Tialef Mene Agavorchei, Agavorchei Milzat Lekrin Leke Kabbalah. So what does Rashi mean? What is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying, in the name of this Toisvis Mandehu, that when will our Mishnah or our Gemara refer to the Pasuk as Kabbalah, when the purpose of that Pasuk is to teach us a lesson that we should be Mekabel. That's the whole essence of the Pasuk, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a Nevius or a Tzivoy or a Samusar that we should go Mekabel. However, if the Pasuk is just telling us historical event that happened, okay, that's not necessarily given for purposes of inducing us to do tshuva or trying to be ma'oiros or whatever, so then it's not to be kabbalist, no, stop. So the first pasuk, it says v'yalakim es masem, Hashem saw their masim, so it's telling us Hashem saw the masim of v'darka, but this pasuk is not a pasuk that's to teach us a lesson. I mean, every pasuk teaches us a lesson, but that's not the essence of the pasuk. Ah, here the kabbalu oimer, the Novi is telling us, the kirlevavchem rabbi, al bigdechem, don't look so much at the cutting and the tearing of the garment. Yeah, you gotta do that too. But that's not the essence. The essence is kirlevavchem, go and surize the hearts. Ah, so that, says Rashi, that was something that we should be makabel, that Hashem Yisborach specially put in Tanakh to teach us. Hanovi mitzave, umoidia, umazes Yisrael. This is the way you gotta do tshuva, by tearing your heart. That's karele kabbalah, because we should be makabel those words. If the Novi doesn't have a specific tzivoy, have a specific pekida from Kodesh Baruch Hu, ki hai like the pasuk v'yalakim, he's just misaper b'hoylich, he's telling us a story, so to speak. In such cases, the Mishnah doesn't refer to it as divrei kabbalah. Yeah.
That's the chat. Divrei Torah, divrei kabbalah.
Yeah.
It's takatoka, but we should learn our mitzvahs from there.
Uh-huh.
But we learn divrei kabbalah means where he's mitzvah. No, that's not. It's not divrei Torah. It is divrei kabbalah, but it's not divrei Torah.
Fine. Good, so, and to Santa Rashi, and to Santa Toysis Mando, and that for Enfis, the two.
I that any addition to the Gemara before the Artosis came, Artosis means additions to Rashi.
Uh-huh.
That Toysis could have been additions to the Gemara.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Many people brought Perushim already.
See, so Rashi is quoting, Toysis Mando is quoting the Gemara? And
no, no, an addition to the Gemara. Somebody wrote an addition of something.
Okay. All right, Nishkanaf Kimena, Eker is the Pshat that you have, and we gain back to it. Then the Mishnah says, "Vayter omdu b'tfila." Now, after the divrei kavushim, now they start ready to let's go and daven. Moirin lefnei teiva. Who do they send to go and daven? A zokein v'rogil. Rashi says, "Vusa is rogil." Rogil means someone who tfilase shigura b'fiv v'lo yite. We want a bal tfila that shouldn't make mistakes. Because a chazna makes mistakes, chas shalom to simin ralish olchav. If we want someone who can daven with a good chitach hadibor, he's not going to stumble, he's not going to say, oh, bah, bah. Exactly, he didn't have sidurim. Ezakim rog. V'yeshli bonim, and we want that he should have children, because if he has children, then he will have the midas harachmanis. And ubeise reikam. Parshapshah beise reikam means that he's an oni ve'evyoin, that Nebuch is a poor guy, and therefore, like the mission continues, k'dei shehe liboy shalom betfila. If he's poor, he's going to pour his heart out. Poor, right? B'gzeir shalva, alev and ayin, mischalav. Anyway, Rashi, however, says from the Gemara, that the Gemara is going to say Beis Reikam means not in material items, but we're talking about it's Reikam Minu Averos. His home is full of mitzvahs and Yerushamayim and Limud HaTorah, and it's Reikam from any Averos. Oh, such a Gufnaki, such a Neshama Tahoira, he will be able to have Libay Shalom Mitzvah. So he brings Rashi for Nimar. Okay. And we continue on. Ba'oimel Efneyan, and he says, the Shliach Tzibur now says, Esrim v'arba brachas, 24 brachas. What size 24? Yud cheshe b'chol yoyim, the regular shaman esra. Of course, it's really 19, but the Gemara refers to it as the 18 brachas. U'moysev alein, and he adds in addition to that, oid sheish, 6 more. And simple arithmetic is 18 plus 6 gets you to 24. Where were these 6 brachas inserted? Between goyel l'roife. In other words, between Goyal Yisrael and Rafa'enu, will we insert the Anenu, that is the Shliach Tzibur says the Anenu, on the 7 final Tzeneisim, they added 6 additional brachis. As we will see in another few lines, the Mishnah doesn't mention it yet, but we'll see soon, that the bracha of Goyal Yisrael itself was expanded, and they added to it an additional 2 or 3 lines, as we'll see. So it was really, in a sense, 6.5 brachis. But the Goyal Yisrael, you always say. But they also augmented and enhanced it, as we'll see shortly. What are the 6 new brachas that they added? The Elohim, Zichroinus v'Shoifrois, which were basically adapted from Rosh Hashanah. Of course, they didn't bring in Malchias, because Malchias is Shaykh and Rosh Hashanah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech al Kol Oylem, Melech al Kol Oretz, and he's Kadosh Baruch Hu sitting on the Kisei Din Verachman. That's Malchias. That we don't mention. That we don't mention on individual Tanaisim. Individual Tanaisim, we mention Zechroinus Veshoifrois, that we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you remembered us in the good old days when we had Tzaris. Please remember us today when we have Tzaris. Veshoifrois, as we had yesterday in the Gemara, Masri and Hasra is with Ashoifer, just like you saved us in the times of Yerichai, Yud Ches Yeriu, they blew 18 tkias in Teratz, as we'll see shortly. Anyway, so therefore we also are mispal to Rabbi Nishlam through the Koyach Ashoifer. Hashem should listen to our tfilis and listen to the Shoifer blusim and give us rain. So the first two of Zichron is Vishoifreis. And by the way, we're going to expand on this a little bit more in another few lines. And the next four were four kapitel chavtilim. The first kapitel tilim is the first Shir HaMalis, which is Kif Chuv, which says Shir HaMalis El Hashem Batzeros Ali Karasi Vayaneni. That's Kif Chuv. The next one is Esa Ein Elohim. That's Kif Chuv Aleph, that we say very often, like we said this morning. Shir HaMalis Esa Ein Elohim Ein Yehazi. That's Kif Chuv Aleph. Is Shir HaMalis Mamakim Krasicha Hashem. That was number three. And Tfilah Oni Kiyato Filafnei Hashem Yishpoich Sichoi. That's Tilim Kuf Beis Kapitel Kuf Beis Tilim. So therefore that's additional four, six altogether. And that's not the entire nusach of the bracha. The larger nusach we'll see in another moment.
This but those, was during the Shmanesre.
In the Shmanesre, in between Goyel and Roife, the insert of these six. This was only said by the Shliach Tzibur, this was not said by the regular Am. The regular folk said the regular Shmanesre, and it was about Tfilah that added these six additional brachas in between Goyel and Roif.
The last four are represented as Pratim of Tehillim. What Nusach bracha did they
have? If you recall, I said a moment ago, the Mishnah is going to address the full Nusach. In the meantime, we're just giving you Rashi Prakim. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Lo Yehoyet Tzarech Loime Zechrenes V'Shoifres. Rabbi Yehuda respectfully disagrees, and he says Zechrenes V'Shoifres are really more Rosh Hashanadik. Elo Aymer Tachtein, rather you should go and say the following two brachas, or following two psukim. First pasuk is a pasuk in Malachim, Ra'av Kiyeh Ba'aretz, Dever Kiyeh Shidofen Yerokin Arbe Chosel. And the pasuk continues on that the Kodesh Baruch Hu saves us from all of that. And then the next one is Asher Hoye Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Dibri HaBatzorois, a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Those are the first two that a person's supposed to say, or the Chaz is supposed to say, instead of Zechronis V'Shaitis. Okay. And now we're going to talk about the Chasimas of Bracha, meaning that after you finish this Kapitel Tilim, or after Zechron of the Shoifers, how did you finish it off? This is what Barry was asking a moment ago. Now, Al Rishonahu Oimer is slightly misleading. Of course, you say Al Rishonahu, you assume that we're going to talk about the Zechronis. But that's not the case. We're really referring to the Goyal Yisrael. Now, how do I know that? Because, keep your finger here for a moment, but skip all the way down to the last three lines of the Mishnah. At the end of the third line, you'll see it says, Al Hashviyasu Oimer. On the seventh bracha you say, Misha Ones David, etc. What do you mean on the seventh? We said there are only six. What's the seventh? Shad is this, Al Rishon is really referring to the expanded version of the Re'eino Bionyenu Fariva Reveinu that we end off Baruch HaTo Hashem Goyal Yisrael. Instead of just saying that, the Chazan inserted right before the Baruch HaTo Hashem, who Oimer, what would he insert? Misha'one is Avram, Bahara, Maria, Hu Yana Eschem, Vishm Bekoil Tzakaschem, Ayoy Mazer, Baruch HaTo Hashem, Goyal Yisrael. Oh, we talk end of Goyal Yisrael like usual, but he added these two additional lines, just like you, Kodesh Baruch, listen to Avram, Avinu, Bahara, Maria, please listen to us today and give us rain. Yeah.
According to the view, there is not six extra brachas, but four.
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
also Zechariah and Shoifers.
But Bim Kodesh Zechariah and Shoifers, he had the other two.
But those are just Kapitel Chavon.
That was also ended off with the Mishnah doesn't address exactly what his Chasima would be.
Because I was waiting for that.
No, 100%. He also holds that there were six, but don't say Zechariah and Shoifers, but rather these two Psukim, and they had a Chasima.
They had some Chasima.
They had a Chasima. Alishnihu Oimer, on the second Bracha, and this is... Everything okay? Now, although it's called the second bracha, for our purposes, it's really the first new bracha. This is the first one after the Goyal Yisrael. This is the Zichroinois Bracha according to the Tanakh Kama. Al Shnihu Oimer, Misha Ones, Abi Sinim Al Yamsov, Hu Yana Eschem, Yishma Kosa Kaschem, Yemazer, Brachat Hashem, Zoicher Hanishkochois. And there's another gear, so Zoicher Habris. Anyway, so the Zoicher Dusin, the Zichroinois. That's like the Tanakh Kama. Our Mishnah doesn't address what Rabbi Yehuda's Nusach would be. So you have to look in a Braisa Tosefta somewhere else, but it's not brought what Rabbi Yehuda's Nusach is. But according to the Tanakh Kama, the Zichron is the Zoichan Nishkochos. Why do we talk about Mishnah Onas Abisenu Al Yamsuf? What is the connection? So Rashi says that the connection is because when we were in Mitzrayim for so many years, Nisiyashu Men HaGeula, people had Yish and they said, Mashiach is not coming, Tchisa Mason is not coming, the Gul is not coming, we're going to be stuck here in Mitzrayim forever and ever and ever. And then a plitzling out of nowhere, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers Klal Yisrael.
Oh,
so if you look at Rashi, the fifth wide line of the Rashi down below, Misha Ones Abisen Al Yamsuf, Lefichach Oimer B'Zachronis. Why do we put these words? What's happened to Abisen Al Yamsuf B'Zachronis? The Misha Yisrael Nishkachem in Mitzrayim Kamishonim. They were there, Nebuch lost in Mitzrayim. V'Nisiyashim in the Gula, they had Yish. V'Zachem Amalkam and Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you forgot, you have Yish. But I didn't forget, I remembered. V'Ga'olam Tachsiv, for Eskard Esperisi. Ah, so that's why we have that Nusach. The Chayyim shouldn't even tell Yamsuf. Shemishanus Abiseinu the Mitzrayim. Okay, Yamsuf was probably the end of that whole glorious Geula from Mitzrayim. So we refer to the Yamsuf.
Some say it is really Zeicher Habris, just like an Oshishah.
That's right, right. There's another gear to Zeicher Habris. Okay, so anyway, that's the Zichronis. Now we get to the Shoifas. Alishlish Zoyim. What's the next bracha? Remember, this is really bracha number two, but we call it three. Alishlish Zoyim. Mishanus Yeshua ba Gilgal Hu Yana Eschem Yishma Bekotzei Kaschem Hayoyim Azem Bracha to Hashem Shemaya Trua. Oh. The Shemaya Trua, this is the Shoifres. Vikim Techaran Du Yoshua Ba Gilgal. So Rashi reminds us of the Gemara yesterday, that Yeshua and Klal Yisrael went around Yericho seven times and they blew the Shoifer. So just like you listen to the Kiyah Shoifer the times, Yeshua, listen to the Shemaya Trua today. Okay, that's Zichron is the Shoifres. Now we go on to the next one. Al Raviyas Wai Mamisha Ona Es Shemuel Ba Mitzvah Hu Yana Eschem Vishma Bekotza Akasma Yemazeh Borchat Hashem Shemaya Tzoka. Now this is on the Pasuk El Hashem Ba Tzorosali Kerosi Vayaneni. It appears, the Mishnah doesn't go into it in great depth, it appears that they said the whole Kapitel Tehillim, and then after saying that whole Kapitel, not they, the Chazan said it, and after he's finished, he said, oh, Mishon Shmuel Ba Mitzvah. Now what does Shmuel Ba Mitzvah have to do with all of this? Shmuel also found himself when he was fighting, I believe, against the Plishtim, and he was in a place called Mitzvah, because it was high up, and you were able to look down, down to the valley. And so at that point Shmuel called out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, save us in this tremendous Muhammad. And in fact the Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to the Tzvila and he saved Shmuel and Klal Yisrael. Therefore we say today El Hashem but Tzaras Ali, I'm also in Tzaras now, Karas V'Aneini, just like you listen to Shmuel in his Tzara, listen to us in our Tzara.
You say it,
you shine on
the Shmuel
B'mitzvah,
you say it.
And we continue on. The next bracha is Al Chamishas Uoimer, Misha'onis Aliyo Bahar Karmel Yane Eschem, V'yishma Kol Tzakasim Yem Ezeh Baruchat Hashem Shemea Tfilah. Then why do we go and refer to the Har Karmel? Because remember, this is the next Kapitel, Esa Einai El HaHorim. Now what's the Horim? That's Eliyo Bahar HaKarmel. Eliyo had to do with all of the Oiv the Abal and the Gan Samais. Everybody knows the famous nest that happened there. They brought their carbon and their carbon with Baal Gunish Kehofen. Eliyo went up straight to Shemaim and Gan Samais anyway. But since it talks about Har HaKarmel, this is Horim, that's the combination of the two. We say this bracha next. Alashish is
Oimet. But that's, we say, it's part of the 18 Shemaim. That's for
The word Shemaya Tfilah, but this Misha Onas Aliyo,
so
this is a brand
say twice, Baruchat Hashem Shemaya Tfilah.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but if the Misha says it, I'm not going to fight the Mishnah. So, you know? Rabbeinu HaKadosh preempts all of us.
Nah,
I agree with you. Yeah, it's okay. You see, say Shemaya Tfilah twice. Anyway, but this bracha started off with the Esa Ein Ale Harim and ends off Eliyahu Bahar Karma Shemaya Tfilah. Alishish Zoyman, what's the next bracha? Remember, we're now talking about Mamakim Krasich Hashem. Try to think of something Ba'omek. Oh! He was in the fish, and the fish wasn't swimming on the surface. It was down in the deep waters. The Shvius is now the final one. yatov lefnei Hashem yishboich sichoi. What is this referring to? Mishana es David es shloim benoy biyishaloyim. Who yana es when yishma kotzak kasmi yem zeh brachat Hashem merachim al haoretz. Now what does David and shloim have to do with tefillah onay ki yatov? So Rashi says because this is talking about in the times of a ro'ov, of a tremendous hunger. By David HaMelech, we had a hunger for 3 years, and subsequently, Shlomo HaMelech had also problems. Anyway, bottom line, Rashi says is, that's why it's Tefillah L'Oni Ki Yatov, because without Geshem, we are all Aniyim. The only way that we can live, especially in an agricultural society, but even today, if we don't have rain, Chas V'Shalom, there's no water, there's no no crops, there's no food, there's no animals, there's no people, Chalila. So then, Ein Lecha Aniyis Gedoy L'Mizu, Tefillah L'Oni, and also by David HaMelech, is Vayirov. So that's the whole connection, and that's why we end with Merachim Al Aretz, Kadosh Baruch Hu have Rachmanis on the land, that it should start raining, so that the land should be able to grow and produce crops. Anyway, so with this we've concluded the six brachos and the additional Goyal Yisrael, the augmented enhanced bracha, and that's all the additional brachos we say in Shemoneh Esrei on these seven Tanis. Now, this all happened in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, subsequent to the Beis Hamikdash, Masa b'Yemei Reb Chalafta Reb Chananya ben Trajoin. This is already outside the Beis Hamikdash. Who is Reb Chalafta? So Rashi points out in the Amud Aleph, Reb Chalafta was the father of Reb Yoisi bar Chalafta, meaning that whenever you find Stam Reb Yoisi in a Mishnah in Shas, that's Reb Yoisi ben Chalafta. If it's not Reb Yoisi ben Chalafta, it will refer to him as Reb Yoisi Haglili. That's somebody else. So this Chalafta we're talking about is the father of Reb Yoisi. And Reb Chananya ben Trajoin, she'over echlof ne'ateva, someone went, Chazin about Tfilah went to Davin. The Gomer is a bracha kula, and he ended l'moshel the first bracha of Goyal Yisrael l'moshel. V'lo'yanu acher v'amein, and nobody said amein. Now it doesn't say in the Mishnah why they didn't say amein. However, as we'll see in Miyat Hashem shortly, and as we'll see Mishnah tomorrow, the minig in the Beis Hamikdash was when they heard a bracha, they did not answer amen, but they answered Baruch Shem Kevoy Malchus Le'olam Vod. And therefore the presumption is, even though it doesn't say, is that they taka said Baruch Shem instead of saying amen, because Reb Chalafta and Reb Chananya wanted the whole tefillah to be exactly, to be reminiscences as the current to the Alter Teg when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. Let's fiyazach the gan to nusach like the din of Beis Hamikdash. Let's say Baruch Shem and don't say Amen. And
how come it doesn't say that in the Mishnah that they say Baruch Shem? That's where it should have said.
If it was up to me, Rabbeinu Kodesh would ask me, I would say we should put it in. But just like we say Baruch Shem quietly, he also put it in quietly. So if you listen very carefully, you might see, you'll see the Baruch Shem in between.
Because the here brings another Agirsa with the
Baruch Shem? It's a shame that we don't have that Girsa.
It is in the Mishnah.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Why don't they answer Amen? Why did they answer
the
name?
Where did you see it? Oh, I'll look at it.
He goes to Tunim? Okay. It was up here, Rabbi Cohen?
Why didn't they answer Amen?
Why didn't they answer Amen? Because in Beis Midrash they didn't say Amen. Why did they say in Beis Midrash? You're going to learn from a pocket tomorrow. Why didn't they say Amen?
You know, when you bench, you say the name of the priest, you should say Amen quietly.
All right. Okay. Different minhagim. Anyway, that's a mission tomorrow. But for our purposes, don't think that these are all a bunch of bad guys. They said Baruch Shem. They didn't say Amen because that was the minhag in the Beis Midrash, and that was the minhag that they were doing at that time. As we'll see in another few lines, the Chacham that lived at that time were highly critical of Reb Chalafta and Reb Chananya, and they said that's what we did in the Beis Hamikdash, but not Chutz Beis Hamikdash. We're going to see that in a few lines of Beis. Now, continues the Mishnah. The Chazan HaKnesses, and Rashi points out the word Chazan HaKnesses doesn't mean Chazan the way we say Chazan. Today when we say Chazan, we mean the Baal Tefillah, but when the Gemara refers to Chazan HaKnesses, it's referring to the Shamas. What did the Shamas do? He would call out now, Tiku akehanim tiku. In our Gemara it says with an extra vav, vitiku. However, the Vilna Gaon takes out the extra vav. The reason why he takes it out, or what's our girsa and what's the other girsa, tiku kahanim was the proclamation, the call that the Chazan HaKnesses said, okay, kahanim, go and blow. And by the way, parenthetically, just like the Baruch Shem was in parentheses, the Mefarshim say that the reason why they said Tikkur Kahanim, there's no din that the Baal Tekeh has to be a Kohen. As you know, on Rosh Hashanah, today is one of the credentials that has to be a Kohen, Tzialaivi. Anybody that knows how to blow properly and is Lozana Yerushamayim, etc., but he's a Baal Tekeh. You don't look after a Kohen. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, who did the tkiyos? It was, as we had in the back in the previous parsha, where the parsha says that the kahanim would blow the chatzos rois. So therefore, in the Beis Midrash, they also, and as you recall, we had a shayla yesterday where the shofar means chatzos, a machloikis, where the shofar is on a tanis. In our Gemara is referring to a shofar, talking about a trumpet, referring to chatzos. Anyway, again, Reb Chalafta and Reb Chananya wanted this whole tefillah to be as much reminiscent of the tefillah in the Beis Hamikdash, so they said, Kehanim, go and blow. And now, if you have the Vav, like we have in our Mishnah, then these are two separate things. That what the Chazan said, Tikor Kehanim, Kehanim, go blow. They talk and they blow. However, Rashi not mashmal zeh, because Rashi says at the beginning, you see in the second line, Tikur b'nei aharon, Tikur chazan knesses oimul lahan. He tells them on every bracha after they about tefillah finish the bracha, he would say Tikur b'nei aharon, Tikur, which means that was part of his proclamation. So therefore, the extra vav would seem to be out of place, and that's why the Vilna Gaon in fact takes out the vav that
does
go
blow. Rashi also takes it.
I'm asking, yeah, but Rashi doesn't say befedish. You see, you can go and say, ah, oh, Rashi was a toy at first and they missed the vav. But and the Gaon says it should say Torah Chloim Etiku, and Vechenu B'Mishnayis, and Zaytakin Rashi. Take out the. Okay, so anyway, he said Kahanim Guy Blues, and now the Mishnah continued. Mishnah Onat Avram Avin Bahara Maria Hu Yana Eschem Ishma Kol Kachasam Ayer Mazeh. Then Hariu Bnei Aharon Hariu. Now, couple of points. First of all, the Mishnah Onat Avram Avinu, that was the very, very first bracha that was said. That was the expansion on the Goyal Yisrael. And therefore, we already said in the Mishnah, the Gomer es Abrocha Kula, Vloino Achav Amen, and the Tikkur Kahanim Tikkur. So what's this Mishnah Avram Avinu? This was the first bracha, Alu Yishayinu Oimer. If you go back to the Mishnah, the Omer Aleph, Alu Yishayinu Oimer, about a little bit past halfway down, Mishnah es Abrocha Avinu, Riyo Yan Escha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Goyal Yisrael. He already finished the Goyal. What's going on over here? So in fact, so the Mefarshim explained that this was also what the Shamas said. In other words, in addition to the Chazan saying the Bracha, in addition to the Shamas calling out, Tikkur Kanam, Tikkur, go and blow, then that Shamas HaKnesses would repeat this Mishonis of Avraham Avinu, presumably to continue to Ma'oider Klal Yisrael and the Oilam for Rachman, that they should cry out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we need the rain. Anyway, after he finished that, calling out that proclamation, now he said, Horiyu b'nei Aharon Horiyu. Before he said, Tikku kahanam Tikku, he says, Horiyu b'nei Aharon Horiyu. Is it the same or different? Yishok de Rambam in Hilchos Taniyos. The first time, Tikku kahanam Tikku, is Tarat. Tekiya, Teruah, Tekiya. Here, it's Ratar. Ratar means that it was Teruah, Tekiya, Teruah. That was just the opposite. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah reverses the Lashon Hariyu b'nei Aharon Hariyu to first the Teruah, then the Tekiyah, and then the Teruah. Lamaisa comes out the same in terms of you have 18 koilos, but of course it's different. This is Tarat and this is Ratat. Remember we had yesterday anymore, Yerichoi, 18 koilos, because each time there were 3 koilos, this was Tarat koilos and this is Ratar koilos, because of the Lashon Mishnah. Here's a Tikkur Kanam Tikkur, here's a Hariyu b'nei Aharon Hariyu. So therefore, why do they change the Lashon? Must be because here the Ikra focus was the Tekiyos, here the Ikra focus were the Truos.
Here's
Hilchos Tanis. Hanish Katanis, boy, side. This is in Hilchos Tanis, yeah. That's why I mentioned it. If it wouldn't be a Dovah Chodicho, then we go on right.
That's what other people do with this Lashon?
Quashish, I don't know. I think the others are silent, and they are.
They don't sound off anything.
Oh, you don't hear a sound from them. Zayigit. Anyway, continuing on. Rashi is silent. Rashi is a gosh. Mishonis, and now we continue. Mishonis of the same. Yamsuf yan esu mishmakot zakaschem ayom azeh. And then the Aleph tells us v'chein b'chol brachu bracha. Every single bracha was the same thing. In other words, first they made the chazan, the Baal Tfila said a bracha. He ended the bracha. The Shamas calls out tikkur kanam tikkur. And he repeated that bracha, presumably without the shem at the end. He just repeated it, the Mishana, and then the next bracha, and the next bracha, and each time the tkiyas in between. So you had altogether, Be'emesin, you had 21 tekiyas, because you already did the first tekiyas after the Goyal Yisrael. So therefore it's 3 times 7, 21, instead of 18. It's a bit shver, the previous Gemara, that they had 18 tekiyas altogether with 21. So the Gevurah Sari asks this Kasha. Gevurah Sari is the Turi Evan. Shagas Ayish Koyach Mendi, Shagas Ayish Pirish on Mesechus Tanis called Turi Evan, and then the Rishash in back of the Gemara says that Turi Evan missed it because Alecha Mishnah already asked his Kasha many years before. Alecha Mishnah says that that price that says were 18 means with respect to the additional brachas, but Avada on the seventh bracha was another 3, so we're really 21 altogether, not just 18.
So this was only this double Tkiya and Tanu was only on the Goyal Yisrael.
No, I'm not sure from the Lashon. You have to look in the Rambam in greater detail, but I think what they're saying is the Goy Sabach notice is an Aleph over here. Because the Kaschem Ayoyim is Aleph, and the Goy Sabach says, V'chein b'chol bracha u'bracha, meaning that each bracha after they finish the bracha, either it's tikkul kahanam tikkul, then they blew, and then the Chazan Knesset, the Shamas repeated Misha on whatever the Nusach bracha was, then the Chazan went on to the next bracha, and then he said, Hariyu b'nei Haran, Hariyu, and then they blew the shofar, ratar, and then the Shamas repeated Mishaona, etc. Then the Baal Tefillah continued on in the next bracha, and then again Tikkul Kahanam Tikkul.
36, not 18.
No, there's
double.
three per.
3 times 6 is 18.
And 3 times 7 is 21. But they didn't do both Tarat and Ratar for each bracha.
Only?
Bracha 1, Tarat. Bracha 2, Ratar. Bracha 3,
only
Tarat. Bracha 4. Exactly.
The
rotation. We kept on going. When the Chacham heard about this firachs, this hanhaga of Reb Chalafta and Reb Hanani ben Trajon, Amro, they were upset. They made a machoe. Not a machoe, they made plakat, and they called them Chayram Chamor. But you know, that wasn't Undra Minik, El Bishar Mizrach, or Bahar Abayis. Now, what was Lo Yinoyin Kain? Sarashi points out very strongly, Shloilan is Amen. That you said, Baruch Shem, and you didn't say Amen, that's a no-no. That's what we did in the Beis Hamikdash. But Avada, the Gabi, all the Tzkiyas and all the rest, Avada, that you should say, that's not a problem. You should blow, because the Indian of blowing brings Rashi is already from Psukim, the Torah it says, there are many different occasions that you go and blow Shofar, so that's not a problem. What we're saying, Leinanergen means it's the omission of the Amen, that's what they were upset about. Okay. Continuing right. And now we break for a moment from the Nusach HaBrocha, and now we talk again about the three, and the seven, 13 Tanesim altogether. Now, Gant Klal Yisrael had to go and fast, all able-bodied men, and even women, the only women that were exempt, you remember we had yesterday, Ubrois HaMenikois, and they were also required to fast the middle fast. They didn't fast the first 3, didn't fast the final 7, but even the Ubers and Nikas did the middle 3, unless of course Hashem, Sakonis, Nefarshis is a different story, but otherwise the discomfort wasn't enough to patter them from fasting.
Why okay. Sakonis want to say Yechoyle?
A chayla machmeda. There are two different types of chayla. Is a person whose chayla has the sniffles, and there's a person whose chayla is in the ICU.
Chayla, they don't go into details to what degree your chayla is.
Okay, a chayla mask is not chayla. Correct, Rabbi Cohen. I accept your advice.
Chayla change,
yeah, that might. Okay. Anyway, let me get back.
Really
no. We still have so many brachas and so many tanaisim we have to go through. Okay. Anyway, now we're going to focus on the anshe mishmar and the Anshe Ma'amod and the Anshe Beis Av. Who are the Anshe Mishmar? Who is the Beis Av? Who's the Anshe Ma'amod? So we all know that the Kehanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, and each one of those Mishmaris worked 1 week at the beginning of the year, another week 24 weeks later. All the Kehanim were divided up in 24 Mishmaris. Aha. So therefore they worked 2 weeks a year, not consecutive weeks, divided up first half, second half. Good. In addition to that, each Mishmor is divided into Batei Av. How many Batei Av? Rashi says into 7 Batei Av. Other Mefarshim say 6 Batei Av. What does that mean? That even though you have a whole Mishmar, L'moshel, Echvayisa, 500 Kahanim, comes to the Beis Mikdash, not all 500 work on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but they divided up the 500 into 7 or into 6, and so therefore each day, 60 or 70 of the Kahanim worked. if there was in fact a very heavy day, then they would ask their brethren from the other days, come give us a hand. But otherwise, if they were able to take the entire load that day, so the Beis Av worked that day, and the Anshei Mishmar basically had a day off. Anyway, so says the Mishnah, that when it comes now to these Tanesim, the Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Beis Av, they are busy in doing heavy duty work. They had to, there's a lot of physical labor involved in taking all the Evarim, Pedarim, putting on the Mizbeach, and all the other, they have to run and quickly and schnell, all these Kabbanis. So therefore, we don't want to tire them out by having them fast. And that's why there were certain leniencies. And we quoted this, by the way, a couple of days ago when we were talking about Tanis Shois. The Gemara said that any Tanis that you don't, Shleim Shokol of Chama, Loi Tanis. Gemara said, but they were on the Mashlimim. Let's hear Nafshi with the Machavit. Remember, we had the Gemara before. Okay, anyway, so Mishnah goes into some detail. Shalish Tanis Rishonis. The first three, Anshei Mishmar, Misana Velei Mashlim. Even the Anshei Mishmar fasted, but they didn't finish the fast.
Are you talking about the one for Yechidim, or are you talking about the one for all the
Klais? All the Klais. Our Mishnah is only talking about the Yechidim is long forgotten. We're talking about the three, and the seven. The three of Yechidim precedes the three and the three and seven of Klais. So the first three, Tanaisim, Anshei Mishmar, Misana, Velei Mashlimin, they fast, but they're not Mashlim. Rashi later on, Velei Mashlimin says, that means that they're Oichlin Samuch L'Erev. Surely before Mincha time, Mincha Ktana, not Mincha Gdoyla. Otherwise, you're only fasting half a day. So, if Shkia was Chvayis at 8:30, they probably start eating at 7 o'clock, 7:30, something, sometime before nightfall. Anshei Mishmar Misana V'Lei Mashlim. Anshei Beis Av V'Lei Misana Klal. They didn't fast at all because, you know, that's heavy duty stuff. So, those that were on the Monday and Thursday, they had their, that was their day of service, their day of duty. They didn't have a Tanis at all. Sholish Shniyos, now the middle three fast. Anshei Mishmar Misana Mashlimin. Now they fast the entire fast and they're Mashlim. Anshei Beis Av Misana V'Lei Mashlimin. Since these are heavier fasts, they're also Misana, but they're also not Mashlim. The Shevach Roinos, Eilu V'Eilu Misana Mashlimin. This is already big time. Everybody has to fast the whole day. Himra Bishur. V'Chom Moimrim V'Chom are Mekel in all three categories. Sholish Tanis Rishoinos, Eilu V'Eilu Lei Misana Klav. These are so light. The first three, nobody's Masana, not the Anshei Mishmar, not the Anshei Beis Av. Sholishni is the middle three. Anshei Mishmar Masana and Veloy Mashlimin. But Anshei Beis Av, Veloy Masana and Klal. They're still off the hook on the middle one. The Shevach Roinois. Anshei Mishmar Masana and Mashlimin. Anshei Beis Av, Masana and Veloy Mashlimin. Even though these are the heavy duty seven ones, but the Anshei Beis Av, only Masana, they're not Mashlim. They don't finish off the fast. The reason why they don't finish off the fast is because bear in mind that the Avoida didn't end at the end of the day. The Avoida continued on into the night. You can't bring a carbon at night, of course not. But the Evarim Pedarim that you put on the Mizbeach, that could have been hours and hours of time. In other words, it might have been many, many Oilois. They didn't have enough time to put all the Evarim Pedarim on the Mizbeach in a timely fashion during the day. So they have Kol HaLayla, state in the Mishnah, and Masechtas Brachos, the first Mishnah. Anyway, so Anshei, I'm sorry? Right. Then we have to eat at night. They wouldn't be able to eat during the day. Unless the Loi Mashlimin, then they might be able to eat already during the day. But
on the Avdi, on this side, they have to be Mashlim.
Then they would have to eat at night. They couldn't eat it during the day.
By the
it wouldn't be. It would only be noiser after chatzos or after amud hashachar. Min haTorah amud hashachar b'drabanan is from chatzos. The first mishnah brachas. Good point, Yisro Koyach, for bringing that up. So bottom line is, we had a machloikas exactly Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av. Now we're going off a little bit on a tangent. This really has nothing to do now with our Masechtas Tanis, but says Rashi, since we spoke about some of the rules and regulations that apply to the Anshei Mishmar Beis Av, okay, so Mishnah tells us some other rules. Anshei Mishmar mutarim lishtois yain baleilois abaloi bayom. At night, after the day is over, the Anshei Mishmar could go and drink wine, but not during the day. However, Anshei Beis Av, loy b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. Now, this is pretty straightforward, because we know that a shtuya yayin, a koyin that's drunk wine, is not allowed to do the avoida. So the Anshei Beis Av cannot drink during the day, because they're doing avoida during the day. Chulila, they shouldn't be drinking. And the Anshei Mishmar are allowed. Anshei Mishmar return lishtos b'layim avaloi b'yom. They also cannot drink during the day. Why not? As we said before, because it might turn out that on a particular day there are many more karbanos than normal than expected. So then the Anshei Beis Av would go and call their brothers and say, "Gentlemen, please help us out. You had a light day yesterday, but today we have a heavy day. Come and give us a hand." So therefore, Anshei Mishmar, just like the Anshei Beis Av, were not allowed to drink during the day. Now, of course, we're only talking about that week. We don't mean the rest of the year. That Arba Kois is allowed to drink, and Shabbos is allowed to make Kiddush. We're talking about during the week of the Mishmar, Beis Av, that they're working in Beis Medrash, then they have to abstain from drinking because they may be needed on the days to go and do a fight. What about at night? So again, at night, you also have to still do the Eivarim Upadarim, and that's why the Anshei Beis Av don't drink at night. Why the Anshei Mishmar allowed to drink at night? Says Rashi, because the Anshei Mishmar, before they would drink at night, they would take a look at what's going on during that day in the Beis Hamikdash, and they would say to themselves, if it's a heavy duty day and our brothers are going to need us, oh, then they wouldn't drink. However, if they see that Baruch Hashem was a light day and the Anshei Beis Av will be able to take care of it on their own, fine, okay. Beis Av, it's your day, you do what you gotta do. And now at night, we're gonna go and drink and be merry. We continue on. Another halach. Anshei Mishmar of Anshei Ma'amad. The Anshei Ma'amad is the first time we're talking about Anshei Ma'amad here. Who are the Anshei Ma'amad? So the Gemara is going to tell us later on in our Masechta that just like the Kahanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, Klal Yisrael was divided into 24 Ma'amadim. Now what were the Ma'amadim? The Ma'amadim is because the Gemara learns from a Pasuk that Tishmeru l'hakav liba mayadoi. Tishmeru means that the actual balim, just like any private carbon, the balim are supposed to be nearby when the carbon is brought. They're the owners, they should be there. It's under their auspices, it's under their, you know, it's on this or their, on their behalf. You could send the shliach, but luchat chila, it should be the owner, the balabais himself should be there. So here too, all the kabana sibor, who are the balabatsim? Klal Yisrael. Now you can't expect Gans Klal Yisrael to be in the Beis Midrash every single day, because then nobody would till the fields. So therefore, all of Klal Yisrael divided up into 24 mamadis, and in these mamadis itself, there were a chalik that would travel to Yerushalayim, and they would stand there in the Azara and watch as the carbon was brought. But the rest of the mamadis would stay in their local communities, and they would have special tefillahs and special tanaisim, and they would have special tefillahs asking Kodesh Baruch Hu.
We say those in the mamadis. Those who say,
The Siddur says it. At the end, back of the Siddur, you have the Siddur mamadis that some people have the custom of saying. Anyway, Belamasa, so both the Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Ma'amad, Asur Melsafu L'Chabis. During that week, they are not supposed to take haircuts and they're not supposed to go and do laundry, except on Thursday it's mutter, but on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday they should not. What's the reason why they should not? I believe the Gemara is going to say in another couple of dafim, because when we want that they should come in, that they should already be showing haircutted, that they should already come in with a proper haircut, and they should come in all nicely adorned and all nicely dressed and nicely clothed. We don't want them to come in sloppy with long hair and with clothes that require laundering. And so therefore we tell them, during these days you're not going to be able to take a haircut. You're not going to be able to go and launder. Do it in advance before you come in, because it's pasnish for the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash that the people that are working there, the kahanim, or the people that are observing, they should come in like shluchs, that they don't look presentable. So that's the reason why they should, that's why it's also Tabal Chabbos those days, they should do it in the previous days before they arrive. On Thursday, that's already mutter, and they cover the Shabbos because it's soon going to be Shabbos. Why shouldn't they do it on Friday? Says Rashi, Friday everybody's busy, so therefore you have already right from Thursday on to be able to go and cover Shabbos. Okay, now we come to the Megillas Tanis, which you remember we spoke about already back in Masechus Rosh Hashanah. We already had about Megillas Tanis. Kala Kosh Megillas Tanis, the Loy Lemispid, Lefon of Osli Achar Mutter, and then Loy Lesano, Lefon of Achar Mutter. What are we talking about? Remember in Megillas Tanis, the name Megillas Tanis is slightly misleading, because Megillas Tanis sounds like this is a list of all the days that we fast. That's not the case. It's just the opposite. It's a list of all the days that you're not allowed to fast because of certain mini Yomim Toivim that Chazal made during the time of the Beis Hamikdash and even slightly thereafter, where there were certain Nisim and Eflois had happened to certain communities in Klal Yisrael, and because of that, the Chum said, you know what? This is such a wonderful Freilich day. This is the day one should not fast on. Now, in Megillas Tanis itself, there were two degrees of Yom Tovim, if you will. You had Major League Yom Tovim and you had Minor League Yom Tovim. All of them, of course, not rising to the level of the Yom Tovim in the Torah, Avad. They, by the way, they did have Hanukkah and Purim in Megillas Tanis. If you remember, we had the Gemara before. The Gemara asked, is Megillas Tanis still Noi Bizman Azeh or not? And the Gemara said, yeah, it is Noi. No, it's not Noi. It is Noi. It's not Noi. Sira, Gemara said, it's Noi for Hanukkah and Purim, but it's not Noi on all the other days. Anyway, but Lamaisa, what do I mean, Major League and Minor League? Some of the days you're just not allowed to go and fast, but some days, not only are you not allowed to fast, but you're also not allowed to make a hesped. Hesped means to chas hashom, to eulogize someone who passed away. So therefore, you have an additional layer of chumrah. Now, besides the fasting, besides the hesped, what other ramifications does it have? The ramifications are the day before or the day after. How are they affected? And that's what the Mishnah addresses at this point. It says in Megillas Tanis, "Kol ha'kol Megillas Tanis v'lo lemispid." If it says not only don't fast on these days, but don't make a hasbid on these days, meaning that it is a bigger yontif, then lefun of asur, then even the day before you're not allowed to go and fast. But the day after, there's no Isru Chag problem. The day after, you're allowed to fast today. No, if it's a Leila Misbid, then both the day before and the day after, both of them are Osir in fasting. However, it's Leila Sanoa, which means it's already a lesser degree of Yontiv. In that case, both Lefun of Uli Achrav Mutter says the Tanakama. Then the day before and the day after you can fast. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Lefun of Asr, Uli Achrav Mutter. So you see, Rabbi Yossi argues in both cases one additional darga. According to Tanakama, if it's a little misbid, then Lecholapach is Lefun of Asr. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Lefun of is always Mutter. Now what happens if it happens to be to Leila Sanoa? Then we have again the same machloikis where the Tanakama says Lefun of Uli Achrav Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says Lefun of Asr, the Achrav Mutter. So Rabbi Yossi is machmer in each case one darga more than Tanakama. Right. Ein goes in Tanis Latim Betchila beChamishi Shlelafki Hashor. When we had this reading more before that when they started the Tanais and they always did it Bahab Beis Hey Beis, but they never started Habu. They never started on Hey on Thursday and continued on Monday and Thursday. They always started on Mondays. Why do they always start on Mondays? Very, very simple. By the way, the reason why it's done on Beis and Hey, because these are days which are Rachmim, based on Psukim, the other Gemara is about that. That's the reason why we have the Lange Tachnin on Monday and Thursday, not to pining people, but because these are special Yemei Rachmim, and we say special Tfilis, we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu for special Rachmanis. But what's the reason why we always start on Monday and not on Thursday? Because as a result of the fact that if Thursday everybody is fasting, then the local storekeepers, maybe Goyim, or people that don't know, Amaratzim, whatever, they don't know about this fast, and they see that on Thursday, everybody's buying like there's no tomorrow. Mekoyfs. As you know, when you're hungry, then you buy more, because you want to take away your hunger. But besides that, people are also buying the Kovet Shabbos. So everybody's buying the Cholapach as double portions. Not only for Shabbos, but also for breaking the fast. So don't start the Tanis on Thursday, because the storekeepers will get nervous. Oh, everybody's buying everything off the shelf, and they're going to go and raise the prices because there's a shortage, blah, blah, blah. That's why you start on Monday, and therefore people are buying normally, you know, for breaking the fast that night. It's not the major demand like a Thursday. Okay, so now the Tanakama says Chamishi Sheni v'Chamishi, but here it's not a problem because we weren't going to Tanis Batchila v'Chamishi. Since the first three were Beis Beis, so then the second group of three that already could be Habu. Hey, base, hey. If you see I'm an og, shape should show you a chronis, you always start Bahab each time. So even when you do the achronis, you start Bahab, you don't do hey base, hey, but base, hey, base. Okay.
How much time was there between the first and the second set?
It doesn't say. Ain goyzen tanas al tzibah v'rosh ha-chadosh v'mechanek v'purim. You're not goyzen tanas in these days because ashtekul yontif. V'mescheilu, if they already started the tanas, ain mafsikin, then you don't break it. Tibram Gamliel. Amr Meir, Avav Misha Amr Gamliel, ain mafsikin, even though you don't break it. Why don't she ain mashlim? But we're not mashlim. And here's what Rashi says, ain mashlim means that you eat somach l'erif. So in other words, the loshen mafsikin sounds like, don't break the tanas, keep on fasting. Don't tell everybody, it's a shchodi, it's chanek v'purim, stop fasting. Keep on going, but an hour or two or whatever before nightfall, then you can go and break. Of course, this doesn't happen nowadays, but were Tisha B'av to fall on Erev Shabbos, we would also not be mashlim. We would go and break the fast before Shabbos, and that's the reason why people say that in certain respects, Asura B'Tavis is more chomor than Tisha B'av, because Asura B'Tavis does fall out occasionally on Erev Shabbos, and then you're not allowed to eat, you have to go and fast into the night. Okay, Zokimar. We started the Mishnah to say the Tanias Ketzad, Moitzina Satevel, or Choy Besho'ir. Now the Gemara in the Havamin assumed that this applies to all 13, the three, and the seven. Say the Tanias Ketzad, Satevel, Fredimah Fafel, Bekamaisa, even the first three, or a minute, Sholish Tanias, Rishoinois, Ushniois, Nechmosel Besaknes, you're going to Shul, Umispal Kadesh, Valkalashana Kula, like normal Tfilis, Nishka 24, and Nishka Blues and Shoifer, and Nishka Choy Besho'ir. They had the whole discussion before. Anyway, but bottom line, what do I see from this Bryce very clearly? That everything that it says in the Mishnah doesn't apply to the first three and the second three, but to the final seven. And our Mishnah's Masha Philip Kamaisa. Even though it doesn't say Befadish, but that's in fact the intent of our Mishnah of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that the final seven, you do this whole Seder, Metateva, Metateva Makla, etc., etc. That everybody after that puts the ash on his own head. So we start off with the Nasi, and then the Avezin, Rosh Avezin, and then we go to the common folk. Vatnano, the side says Vatanya, Mongalent, Rebbe Yoime, Bigdula Maschilim in a Godoil, Ubeklola Maschilim in a Cotton. If you're giving out Kibudim, then you start with a Godoil. When you're giving out Chasisholim, Klolois, the opposite of Kibudim, then you start from the Cotton. What do you mean? Bigdula Maschilim in a Godoil, Shinem, it says in the Possek. Haroin, Uli Elozar, Uli Samre Bonov. Now, what is this Possek talking about? The Possek continues talking about the fact that they have all of the dinim of the kahuna, and Moshe said to Haran Elazar Banav, Rasheichem al tefro, v'deichem leisefroim of leisemus val kolaydi yiktor b'achechem kol beisol yifkos sofei shor of Hashem. It's talking about Nebuch the Petira of Nodav Avil, but Moshe is now telling them, Haran Elazar Yisamar, you are to continue the avoida in the base in the Mishkan. Don't break Rasheichem al tefro, v'deichem leisefroim, because you're exalted, you're above it, you're above Nebuch. The tragedy that happened in Nodav Avil. So this is considered to be Gedula, that first Moshe addresses Aharon, and then the children of Lazarus Yisamar. B'kolom maschil min hakotan. How do I know? Because we see b'tchil in the skal nochesh, first the shlang, v'yachan skal lechav, v'yachan skal odav. So he went up. Is a bizarre lechoyra. Here we're talking about putting ash. Isn't that like an inyan of klala? Shouldn't we start first with the common folk, and then put on the Rosh Beisav, and then put it on the head of the Nasi? Even though avada ash is not a good thing, it's chas shalom in an inyan of chulil chas shalom klala. However, it's nachatzu a chashivus. Besides a chashivus, that we're machshiv the nasi and the roish avbezin, we say to them, you are our leaders, and therefore we want you to go and be ma'oyer klal yisrael for rachmim, ma'oyer rachmei shemayim. We want you to lead off the entire ceremonia that we're going to now do on the tanis. So einachanami, although we're dealing with the subject matter, is Nebuch Klolos. However, since the whole thing involves being Ma'oir Rachmim, the Chashivus is that we start off with the Groisik Gdoli Adar, and we start with them, and we put ash on their heads first to Ma'oir Rachmim. Okay, continue on. Then after it says, Kolecha V'yachad, goes and puts Nois in Barashah. Vaitimar Nosi Baav Bezin Nami Nishkalu Inu Vininchu Beroshayu Maishna the Shakal Inishachrina Monaklahu. Why don't they all to put on their own heads? Why do I have to put on their heads? Evdimar Baba Dimin Kisri. And the Mishmashmi Atzmai, the Mishmayish Mayachairim. There's a big difference between the Debusha. If a person makes a fool out of himself, many people do this all the time, they make fools out of themselves. Okay, so then they laugh it off. But if somebody else makes a fool out of them, oh boy, Lahashman al Harag, he's angry at the other guy for making. Who are you to go make fool out of me? Yeah. So he said at the end of, yeah?
No, but we said before that this is not making me a fool. This is actually a form of honoring them, because they're the ones who are being mechabit to bring rachim al kul alma.
Yeah.
So it's not being. They're not.
The chashivas is only that we call them up first, koyin laivi, and we give them the chashivas nasi na'vesim. But the actual putting on of the ash is a gnai, and that's why we take the afmachla. And your question, why is it a gnai? And then we had Rav Yoina explain to us why ash is more gnai than offer. We spoke about kana. Anyway, so that's why we have the other zut. Now the question is, v'heicha manachlehu, where do they put the ash? Rav Yitzchak, v'makam tefillin, where we have the tefillin. Shenemar, losim lavei v'tzion, losis lahem pe'er, tachas eifer. Rashi says, pe'er is referring to the tefillin, the eifer is instead of the eifer you put on the tefillin, and here instead of the tefillin you put on the eifer, and this is Mo'ir Rach Meshamayim, Reb Chananya ben Akasha Oimer.